It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer, co-owner of Cannabama, the CBD store in downtown Mobile in Satsuma, Alabama. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or at cannabama.com, and you can reach us at 251-255-5155. I want to welcome Tom Claxton back to the show.
Ooh-la.
Tom, you have been such a great help to me as a newbie in the radio game, and thanks for joining me once again.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, and it's been very enlightening to see the new products that are coming on board and the fact that they are out there and available to the Mobile public. But that being said, what's your store hours for people who would like to visit your place?
Well, we're open Monday through Saturday, and starting this week, the downtown store will be extending our hours to better serve you from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. instead of 6 on Monday through Thursday, and 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Plus, we're going to add noon to 5 on Sunday for all those people who cannot get to us during the week. They'll have 2 days now to be able to come by the store at their convenience.
7 days a week.
Yes, sir. There's a demand for it.
Ooh. Well, you know, I certainly understand that. After being able to hear the information that you've been able to put forth on the products and your new show. But, yeah, I would think you need 7 days a week because they're going to be knocking the door down.
Yeah. Well, we have people every day that call at 5:50 and say, I'm on my way.
Well, you know, hey, when most of us get off of work at 5
right,
or 5:30,
right,
you know?
Right. And until we have other locations and areas of town that are further away,
right,
we're going to extend our hours to give people a chance to get down there.
Well, what topics are we going to talk about today? I know we've covered a lot of the inventories that you have, and as you say now, with the hours that are available 7 days a week, to some portion of the hours, but it's not all 8 to 5, you know.
Right.
But what are we going to talk about?
We are going to talk about all the different types of CBD products.
Do we have enough time?
I think so.
Okay.
If not, we'll just keep talking about it next
time.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
This is important because, you know, I'm sure people are aware of certain things like the oils and the topicals, but there are lots
of
different
types
of products.
All we have is oil and creams, right?
No. There's so many more types of products. At Cannabama, we have, I think 22 brands.
Whoa.
We have ingestible, you know, edible capsule. We have sublingual oils. We have topical creams, salves, lotions, roll-ons, even intimate lube. We have.
Okay.
Yep. Right, moving right along.
Okay, move along.
We have inhalation products. We have everything from pure CBD vapors to the smokable raw flower. We have, gummies, chocolates, jelly beans. We have topical patches, suppositories. We have coffee and tea. Just a ton of different product options.
Just any way that you want it. Now, do we find that some people's personal body chemistry would react to the different ways of taking the product or utilizing the product?
Yes. I mean, everybody usually finds something that works especially well for them. And then, of course, there's the preferences and people's tastes. So along with all those types of products, each one has subcategories, you know, different
right.
flavors and different scents and different blends of other herbs or essential oils.
Okay.
And you know, do you want to drink it in your coffee or do you want to use it in the shower or do you want to, you know, smoke it? Whatever your preference.
But then I think it's neat because a lot of people have quit smoking cigarettes. I did it for 30 years and quit a long time ago. But then they're not interested in becoming involved in that, but they would be interested in maybe doing a pill and or the liquid under their tongue or
right.
what have you.
So or gummies or jelly
gummies
beans.
Gummies or jelly beans. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah,
hey, Reagan
yeah.
is getting in the picture here with the jelly beans.
Yeah. And of course, there's also, you know, the types of products as far as full spectrum, broad spectrum, or isolate, which we're going to delve into today.
Well, it'd be a real good idea because you just went over my head with all those big words.
Well, we're going to break down the big words.
All right, that's good. That's because that's what I need.
Yes.
But, you know, how does this the bioavailability differ within these variety of the products that that are now available and that you have at your stores?
Well, bioavailability is something that we definitely should cover because that can make all the difference in the type of product you end up choosing and the efficacy of each one. Bioavailability is simply the proportion of a substance that can have an effect on your systems after it's introduced to the body in one form or another. And basically, it's how much effect you'll get from the CBD after you consume it. So the difference is, of course, in the method of consumption. So we have ingestion, which is when you either eat something or swallow a capsule or something like that. When anything is ingested into the body, it moves through multiple organs. It gets broken down bit by bit along the way. And if you ingest CBD, it travels, you know, to the stomach, small intestine, and then to your liver through the metabolic system. And then the liver metabolizes oil before it goes into the circulatory system, you know, in the bloodstream. And the problem with ingestion is that the enzymes in the liver will not always be able to break it down into something useful, and there ends up being a lot of waste. And most of the potency is lost in that digestive process. So bioavailability is pretty low whenever you're just ingesting something. And so the benefit is slight, usually, and you can get more bang for your buck in other ways. So that's why we don't sell a lot of capsules at Canabama, because we, you know, and we do have them if you really just want capsules, we mm-hmm. have them. But when we explain low bioavailability to our customers and that they can get more potency per serving in other ways, they usually choose other ways.
Well, I'll pick something out of that. When you're talking about it, breaking it down into liver, is there any known disease that you know of? Maybe, you know, if somebody's got a liver problem or something like a pancreatic problem or something like that, or gallbladder, is there any of those diseases or problems that person shouldn't take CBD that is known in the industry or not?
Not that I've ever seen or heard. And, you know, like I've said before a couple times, all pain and disease is rooted in inflammation. And ultimately, the CBD will rid the body of that inflammation. And so it can, you know, everything from fatty liver disease to, you know, pancreatitis, which is inflammation of the pancreas, you know, CBD can improve that situation by reducing what's causing those issues.
So it you know, if you had a problem with the liver or if you had a problem with digestive tract or something, it wouldn't keep you from maybe receiving the results that from the CBD products?
Not that I know of. And there are specific products, like we have a fiber product that is CBD, all five types of fiber, and a prebiotic that is specifically targets the intestinal wall where inflammation builds up and causes, you know, IBS, Crohn's, you know, ulcerative colitis, things like that. And so the CBD is reducing your inflammation, and the fiber helps to clean out the, you know, waste that sometimes sure. builds up. And then the prebiotic gives your gut flora the food that it needs to balance and not let bad bacteria build up.
Okay, so there's really no known danger areas that we need to be worried about. If you, I mean, if we're just feeling bad and we've got the pain, and we ought to be able to utilize one of these products to
as far as I know. And of course, you know, usually in those situations you're getting medical treatment, and always talk to your doctor
sure.
about that. There may be something that we aren't aware of that complicates things, but for the most part, as far as I know, no, having some kind of issue with that would not keep you from being able to utilize any kind of cannabis products.
Yeah, well, so what are we going to talk about in the next segment?
We're going to talk about increasing bioavailability with other methods of consumption.
Awesome. That is so neat. But you know what? The scenario that I just went through over the last 3 or 4 months, mm-hmm. all the doctors are recommending to take it.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, like I say, the root of everything is inflammation, and that's one of the best things that it does is get rid of that inflammation and improve all sorts of health problems.
Hoorah.
So we'll be back in a few minutes.
To Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, Tom, let's pick up back at bioavailability.
We talked I'm ready.
About ingestion being a relatively low bioavailability, and as far as I know, it's the lowest potency way to consume. So let's talk about that some more.
Yeah, I'd like to hear you get into that, because I really don't understand how the ingestion of the product would be different from the liquid being under your tongue and or a salve being on your body and rubbing it in the skin. You know, I mean, if it works, it works. Why does it work different?
Right. Okay. So first, well, if you want to increase the bioavailability of any given product so that you do get more CBD to the bloodstream,
that's your real goal, right?
Right, yes. Okay. The potency, yeah. You don't want to take a serving of something that's 50 milligrams but only get 7 because you ingested it in a capsule.
Right, okay.
You know, and the only, you know, I've said this before, the only way to get 100% bioavailability is to inject something directly into the vein.
Well, but yeah, but, you know, some of the stuff that I've been reading on the internet, and you know everything's true on the internet.
Right.
Well, it says that if you take the liquid, it only lasts 2 or 3 hours. And then if you take the capsule, it's a time-release capsule, so it will work for 24 hours.
It is not that sophisticated, no, and I do not agree. And the bioavailability, in my experience, my customers' experiences, everything I've read of the sublingual, you get more potency at one time, and it does have a longer-lasting effect. It may last a little longer in a capsule because your body has to go through a longer time process of processing it, but the bioavailability is so low. I mean, even if sublingual didn't last nearly as long, it's much more potent than getting, you know, as low as 6% bioavailability from capsule.
What a waste.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're taking 25 milligram capsules, you know, you're maybe getting 6 or 7, 8 milligrams, whereas when you take it sublingually, you're going to get closer to 40% bioavailability.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Well, more for your money.
Yeah. Country Bunkin' even understands that like me.
Right. Okay. So as far as increasing bioavailability with other methods, you know, instead of allowing the CBD to enter the metabolic system and break down, you would use it sublingually. Sublingual means beneath the tongue. You administer it directly to the sublingual gland, that part under your tongue with all the big old blue veins, and it's and also through the mucous membranes within the mouth. You can do that in the form of an oil, tincture, a lozenge, a spray, even with the gummies. Technically, though, that's an ingestion. If you chew it slowly and really turn it to liquid and leave it in the mouth for, you know, 60 seconds or so, your mouth will absorb most of that potency and you won't lose so much, unless, you know, as opposed to chomp, chomp, swallow, like we do with the other things that are gummy.
Okay, does the enzymes that we produce in our mouth, when we get the liquid, it would It would start breaking down and start being absorbed in through your blood system.
Right.
But then you take a gummy or chewing, something where you're chewing, chewing gum type deal.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you have that. But then does the enzymes break it down to the point where we dilute it to where we don't have the strength factor there?
I mean, I'm sure that has a little bit to do with the bioavailability, but but the enzymes are there to break it down and push it to the mucous membranes. And mostly it's about the cannabis receptors that are in the skin inside the mouth, and then those mucous membranes and sublingual gland that absorb chemicals.
Sure.
Like when you put a B12 under your tongue or something else, or put something on the surface of the skin in your mouth, and it has an immediate effect, you know, just like Orajel. When you put Orajel on your gum, it gives you relief. It's the same thing.
And the same thing is happening when we have to use some real strong, potent opioids for somebody that's sick.
Right.
If they, if they give you a pill of 5 milligrams or whatever, then it might take 30 to 45 minutes for them to restart getting that into the system.
That's right.
But if they really want it to work, they give it to you
sublingually.
Sublingually, with the little syringe, and put the product under your tongue and hold it for 60 seconds.
Right.
But it's immediate.
Right. You get more of the potency, and you get a much quicker uptake.
Okay.
You know, I've had people come in with a toothache, and as they were chewing a gummy slowly, it took the pain away.
Holy cow.
They didn't even have to swallow it and finish processing it. It was absorbed right there into the skin and the mucous membranes and immediately gave them relief.
You said something the other day that I wanted to ask you about, and that was migraines and headaches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does this work on that too?
It does for me. It does for me.
Here we go again. And then it's the individual's acceptance and their chemistry.
I haven't met anyone who came in with migraines that it didn't help.
Oh, okay. Well, that answers a lot of questions.
Yeah, yeah. And that has to do with the fact that I use the oil sublingually twice a day. So it cut down on the frequency and intensity until I just stopped having them altogether. And for 25 years, I had had at least two a week or more.
Oh, my goodness. Well, when I was a kid, I had them, you know, and they hurt so dang bad, I had to sit in the corner and put something over my eyes.
Yeah,
you know?
It makes you sick.
Yeah, but, you know, that being said, though, if it's normally, if a migraine has to do with blood and blood pressures.
And blood vessel constriction.
And blood vessel constriction. So if you're doing this sublingual, then you're going straight to the bloodstream.
Right.
So that's immediate. I didn't really understand how quick oxygen can get into your system, and you can take one of those little deals and put it on your finger and get a count,
right,
and then just stand there and take about three or four good deep breaths. And by the time you finish the fourth one or the fifth deep breath, the numbers will start kicking on your little machine.
Right.
So that's the same thing that's happening in our blood with this product.
Right. It starts to have an impact on the whole body when you use it sublingually, because, like I say, it's more potent and it's pretty quick. It's not the quickest, but it's definitely, to me, especially with pain issues, it's your head. That's what makes all the difference, is that potent serving twice a day with pain, and it helps with everything from the joint pain and nerve pain to migraines, and for several reasons with migraines, you know, inflammation. And the fact that it's a natural vasodilator, so it helps to combat that vessel constriction in the brain that causes the migraines and the, you know, auras and nausea and things like that.
And that's serious stuff. I know people that have to actually go into a room and just turn all the lights off and get in bed and stay in bed for a couple of hours until their migraine.
I've been to the emergency room many times because I started vomiting and couldn't stop until I got an injection. Yeah, so it's pretty bad. But anyway, back to what we were talking about bioavailability and the reason that sublingual is more bioavailable than capsule. If you decide that, you know, a lot of people equate, especially older women, equate taking the oil sublingually with castor oil as a kid. And they are dead set against it.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
But if you prefer to ingest it, you should be eating foods or combining it with fatty acids and medium to long chain triglycerides to increase the bioavailability. These act as binding agents, and the CBD is able to attach to those medium chain triglycerides, and the fats are metabolized into energy and take the CBD along with them through the liver. That means that the CBD can then avoid being reduced by first metabolism. And they're burned with these fats for immediate use. And when CBD is used simultaneously with these foods, it increases the bioavailability by 4 times.
Darn, okay.
And so, of those, the kinds of fats I'm talking about are coconut oil, olive oil, safflower, hemp seed, fish, nuts, avocado, meat, eggs. Most common way is in a tincture with coconut oil. We have one with safflower oil because that is better for people with diabetes than coconut oil. And some people have nut allergies and or are allergic to coconut oil.
They have
alternatives.
Some people can't stand the taste of coconut oil,
right.
Can I?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I tried to drink some coconut water, you know.
I love coconut, but not like that.
I can't handle it like that either. So
I don't mind the coconut tinctures. To me, they don't really taste like anything.
Yeah.
But some people, you know, are more sensitive to that.
Okay, well, when we come back, how about bringing us up to date on some of the other products that you can put on your skin or that you can inhale?
Yes, we will talk about topical and inhalation and why you would want to choose a product to either put onto the skin or to inhale into the lungs, the bioavailability of both of those things, and how those two types of products are great. What I call accessory products to a regular daily serving of oil. Obviously, I'm partial to the oil sublingually because that's what works best for me.
Well, then that's why you recommend it. But as I say, the chemistry of the individual's body will have to do as to how any of these products are accepted and
right.
react in their body.
Right. All of my employees, and there's probably 6 of us, we all use a different product, and we all use a different serving size.
Okay.
And everybody is happy. So,
is this something you just have to experiment with to find your happy medium?
Yes, and you know, we have had enough experience with all the people that we've seen in the last year, and beyond that, to kind of help guide you based on, you know, what your needs are, what you're looking for relief from. But at the end of the day, you have to go home and follow the instructions that we give you to kind of experiment with the serving size and with the product. And sometimes we get it right out of the gate.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Sometimes it takes a little while, and we have to either mess with the serving size or we have to try a different product altogether.
You're not doing a damn thing that doctors don't do, okay?
Well, right,
they're practicing.
Of course.
They're practicing.
It's not
lawyers
exact.
Are practicing.
That's right. That's right. We'll talk about some more of that when we get back. Thank you.
Back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, Tom, now we will talk about topical CBD and inhalation.
Ooh, yes. I need to know about the differences.
Okay. Well, first of all, topical is not absorbed into the bloodstream. And by topical, I mean cream, salve, lotion, the roll-on essential oils.
Well, wait a minute. How does it work then?
Well, we have CB2 receptors in the skin, just below the surface.
So it's what we're trying to get to by going through the blood?
Right, but you don't have to get to the bloodstream in order for the body to use it. When you apply it to the skin,
mm-hmm.
we have a ton of CB receptors in the skin, and it sends an immediate signal to the brain, and so it doesn't need to utilize the bloodstream. And that's why topical is such a popular product, because there's still a lot of people who are leery of ingesting or
oh, hell yeah.
or even inhaling, and topical is less scary. And you know, anytime someone's skeptical, we use topical. You know, sometimes we give it away for free, give them a little sample, and say, hey, you know, is your back hurt, your neck hurt? Let's rub that on and finish our conversation. By the time the conversation's over, they're believers.
You might save an operation.
Well, lots of things, yeah. I mean, I have a rotator cuff injury that wasn't discovered to be a tear until I had a 2-month-old. And
uh-oh.
There was no way I was going to get to have shoulder surgery with a 2-month-old baby.
Mm-mm.
So I didn't ever get it fixed. And so it doesn't bother me unless I sleep on it wrong.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then I'm like, I got a dead zombie arm, you know, and I can rub topical on that shoulder and within minutes have full range of motion and no pain.
You know, and I've seen people that, you know, like I know this lady that had a hip replacement, and
yeah.
those muscles on the exterior of that
right.
leg and all from that, it's been strained and all, and it's got a new part
right.
in there that it's trying to compensate for.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the other medicines are not working, but the balm, CBD balm, works immediately.
Right.
Just rub it on and it just starts
and topical,
relieving it.
Topical is so diverse. You use it for joint pain and muscle pain and soreness, but it also helps with muscle spasms. It's great for quickly healing cuts and burns. I mean, you can burn yourself pretty badly. Rub some CBD salve on there. It takes
in
that
it,
pain
on the
and burn.
What
and
if it
won't,
what if
won't
it's
cause
open?
A blister.
What if it's open?
Well, I use that's all I use. If something's hurt or, you know, burned or raw or itching or whatever on the skin,
so you
we
could,
use salve at our
in
house.
In other words, you could put it on right on to the layer of skin underneath the outer.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's antibacterial, antifungal, and antiseptic
oh, okay.
on the skin.
Okay.
So it actually is all those creams and lotions and things that you have, ointments in your, you can replace them all. So it works really well.
Come on now,
well.
That's a pretty big statement, girl.
It is, but you, hey, it's good for diaper rash,
oh, okay.
pimples, and hemorrhoids.
I mean, let's
just get real.
Might get it next year,
Seriously,
though.
There's a lot of tubes of cream you could replace, and
oh, yeah.
that it would do the job and do it better.
That's neat.
So
okay.
We like to call it spot treatment, though.
Spot treatment.
Because if you have a crick in your neck and you use and your knee hurts, you know, salve on your neck isn't going to do anything for your knee. And that's where, you know, taking it sublingually comes in because that's your head to toe. But the spot treatment, you know, I like to tell people if you have overall joint pain like I do, but you have a bad shoulder,
mm-hmm.
use the spot treatment on your shoulder when it bothers you. And usually it's more so in the beginning while the body is still getting rid of that inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened for me was, you know, I would use topical every day as well as my oil. But after several weeks, I would forget to use the topical because I didn't need it anymore.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it helps, you know, especially in the beginning with pain. It helps in skin conditions, too. A lot of times, you know, with a skin condition, what's happening on the outside is a signal that there's something going on the inside. So you start taking oil, and you can use the topical in the interim, in the beginning, to really kind of one-two punch that situation. If you have psoriasis because you have an autoimmune disease, then while your immune system is getting back to balance and your body's reducing inflammation, you can use the topical right on the rashes, and it will, you know, soothe the itching and moisturize the skin and keep it from looking so raw and flaking, and it will actually help it go away really quickly that way.
I am so glad to see something that comes out that we can utilize besides damn opioids.
And steroids.
And steroids. Oh, yeah, and steroids, you know, they're just like a balloon builder.
Well, and honestly, we're all so inundated with that stuff all the time that it just stops working.
Well, not only that, but, dude, if you're taking some of these products, it's going to cause you to have other
right.
things to
exactly.
occur. You know, you take the steroids, next thing you know, you're going to maybe have some blood pressure problems.
Right.
Yep, you can't sleep. You're going to have then the sugar diabetes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these can deal from just trying to take a medicine to fix something else.
Right. Well, when you're only treating one thing, one symptom, one body part, you're – everything you put on or in your body affects your whole body. And I think that's where we kind of lost our way, because when you're treating something with a steroid that, you know, a knee injury, that's going to affect every
mm-hmm.
single cell in your
mm-hmm.
whole body. And that's where – and your body can't process those things because
right.
it's not natural. And so you end up, you know, a steroid – again, I've said this before – a steroid may help you and relieve your pain in the moment –
right.
or relieve
right.
your rash in the moment, but ultimately it's going to cause the situation overall or other things to be worse. It's going to actually make it worse.
Well, you know, I know we're not on this particular phase of the subject and the product, but one of the things that I'm really looking towards is cutting out a lot of the opioids and pain pills that the doctors and sports agents are prescribing for our youth.
Absolutely.
And I know of several kids that hurt themselves playing football, and then they got on the damn pain pills, and, you know, they were still on the pain pills, and lots of them 10 or 15 years later.
Right. Well, know? I mean, you know, and I'm very open and honest about my own situation, you know, being in recovery. You know, I'm almost 5 years clean, but I was given opiates after a traumatic birth injury and ended up, you know, abusing them, getting addicted. And I didn't even understand that that could happen.
Right.
And, but, you know, about a year and a half later, I broke my kneecap. And I went to an orthopedic, and we hadn't even lived in Alabama very long, a few weeks, in fact. And I went and had surgery. And that doctor gave me opiates for 7 years.
Holy cow.
For a knee surgery. Mm. And even said once to me.
It sounds like he was covering up his botched operation.
I don't know, but one time he even said to me, half of my patients are buying pills and half of them are selling them. And I thought,
wonder why.
And you know this?
Yeah, and you know this, Doc.
And yet here we are, seven years later.
A lot of the pain management people have been locked up.
Three of my former doctors are in federal prison.
But you know what? They are only a small portion of that problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's so, so easy to get addicted to something. Some people, the first day or two, some people, you know, a week or two, you know, there's other things that can be done. You don't have to live on opiates. That's not the way it was meant to be utilized. Opiates are absolutely necessary in certain situations, surgery and immediately after an injury, but we're not meant to live on opiates every single day. Right. That's just not the way made.
If the Lord wanted us to do that, he wouldn't have made these natural products available on earth.
That's right. Well, and all these things that we're talking about didn't exist until the last, you know, few hundred years.
Yeah, but
the last hundred years.
It's not a synthetic product that we're talking about today.
No,
this is
a
natural,
plant product,
plant byproduct that the Lord put on this earth, you know.
Right,
and
exactly.
even the THC products, even the marijuana, they have some unbelievable medicinal.
They do it, and I think a lot of people don't really realize that. What we know of as cannabis now is a lot of it's engineered. You know, a lot of these strains of what we call marijuana, which is not a scientific term, but what we call marijuana is so high in THC, and that necessitates the shrinking of CBD content. And so you lose some of the medicine trying to get this one result. And I think we've kind of gotten a little far off to the left or the right as far as proportions, and we need to get back to closer to a better ratio of both because they're both very important.
Well, the CBD products are a natural product of the hemp plant, which hasn't been changed and regenerated.
Right, and so that leads me to the last thing that we were going to talk about in this segment, which is inhalation. You know, when you smoke a flower from the plant, you are using the raw, natural, most basic form of cannabis because all of the chemical components are in their natural state. And combustion activates that. You know, heat activates some of them or converts some of them to other things.
So it hasn't been modified in the laboratory.
Right. And when you're talking about the type of inhalation products we have, you know, like the flower that we sell, it is not even remotely like street weed because our stuff is grown under supervision and all of it is tested in a lab, not only for the cannabinoid content of the THC and the CBD, but, you know, they test for mold, mildew, bacteria, heavy metals, fertilizers and chemicals, anything that could be in that plant that could harm you unknowingly. And, you know, when you buy marijuana on the street, you don't know what
you're getting. What the hell
you don't know where
it was raised.
Exactly.
And what kind of chemicals.
What it's been sprayed with.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
unbelievable.
Lots of bad things can happen. And then with vapor, you know, our store, we don't sell vape juice that has CBD thrown in it. Ours is pure CBD and terpenes, and that's all. So there's no chance that it's going to be damaging to the lungs. And it's not combustion, so it's not smoke. It just heats it just enough to create a vapor that you inhale, and it absorbs through the alveoli in the lungs, and it's immediate uptake.
Awesome.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
All right, we're going to finish up the hour and talk about the different types of CBD products.
We talked a little bit about this before, but aren't there some products you can take and pass a drug test and some that may cause you to fail one?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's a very important thing. When someone comes in the store and we begin to discuss what they might want to try, the first thing we want to know is, do you have to take a regular drug test? Because if they do, we skip over certain whole groups of products because we know that even though it's just a tiny, tiny trace, over time, it builds up in the system and can flag a drug test.
So if you just take one dose or one setting of this particular drug, or CBD, do you call it a drug?
No, it's not.
Okay, so what do you call it? A medicinal?
It's a food supplement, basically. I mean, it's food.
But so there's some that if you take it one time, there's enough THC in there that it would show up.
Well,
or is it something
usually because it's a tiny trace that's not even truly really measurable. If you used it one time, it's probably not going to meet that ceiling of the parts per million in the urine. But if you use it every day, that sort of the THC stores in the fat and it has a long half-life. So it will build up in the system and eventually you will fail a drug test tested.
What do you call it, long half-life?
It could be, it depends on your body, how your body metabolizes THC. You know, some people never fail because their body metabolizes it so quickly that it doesn't build up enough to trigger that basic requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, it stays with them forever. You know, obviously the more fat you have in your body, the more capacity your body has to retain it, and usually the lower your metabolism is.
Oh, okay.
So, but anyway, the full spectrum products are the ones that do contain that legal limit of 0.3% THC, and those are the ones that could build up in the system and trigger a drug test. And full spectrum means it contains all of the chemical components of the plant, everything. Not just one thing, not just the CBD,
so
all
we have,
the cannabinoids.
We have different steps of strength, is what you're saying.
Well, basically, the full spectrum products are the least altered. Those are closest to the actual raw plant as you can get. And there are different methods of extracting the oil. Some use heat, some don't. When you use heat, it converts some of those cannabinoids into others. And when you don't use heat, everything kind of stays in its natural state. But again, it does have the THC. Broad spectrum, which is a newer term, means that it has all of those things, but they have removed as much of the THC as humanly possible. And so you go from, 0.3 or less to 0.00014. Very unlikely.
It can be removed then.
Yes. And it just leaves a trace of a trace.
Okay.
So, it's highly unlikely that would trigger a drug test, no matter how long you use it. But, that's the situation where we can't give you a 100% guarantee.
Okay.
But I've never had anyone on a broad spectrum product fail a drug test.
Okay.
That's not to say it can't happen. Don't misunderstand
me.
If you want a 100% guarantee, and you want to use CBD isolate. And isolate means that they've gone in and looked at this, chain of 400 plus chemicals, and they've removed just the CBD. They isolate the CBD out, and that means that there's nothing else but CBD. And that's in its purest form. And that can be a little bit easier to gauge your serving size. and to know, you know, more accurately the potency, but you eliminate any chance of THC whatsoever. And so we can tell you with certainty that an isolate will not trigger a THC drug test.
Okay, that's all great. How then does the isolate work as on the items that we're trying to get this get rid of this pain with? Have you taken out or have they taken out anything in the lab that would stop us from getting what we're after?
No. Well, certainly isolate by itself, CBD, is not as well-rounded and efficient as a full spectrum because, you know, the terpenes and the flavonoids and vitamins and minerals and fatty acids and antioxidants all work together with all of the cannabinoids to hit on different, you know, things. Some are great for sleep, nausea, you know, anxiety, all these different things. When you use CBD on its own, technically you could consider it, that is a, I don't want to say less potent, but it's just different because it doesn't have all those
other agents.
Yes, they call it the entourage effect when you're using as many resources as possible as opposed to one. That being said, CBD on its own is an incredibly powerful thing.
Okay.
They did a study of pediatric seizures, and they used isolate, and it showed an 86% reduction in pediatric seizures. So to say that it's less than or not as effective, it's really...
86% is a pretty good figure.
Yes, yes it is.
That's
yes,
a good
it is.
Figure.
So it's not nothing, and
right.
It's not... you know, something down here that, well, it's probably not worth it anyway. It is incredible by itself.
It's going to be extremely neat to listen to some of the future shows and to hear some of the technical aspects that these companies that you deal with and are manufacturing or producing this product that you're going to bring on board in the shows where they can get into more depth
right.
on
well,
what they're our, doing and how
yeah.
they're doing it.
One of our brands, Clean Remedies, they have a cooking show. They have a chef.
Huh.
And they use the isolate to put into recipes. I've seen them make muffalettas at Mardi Gras. And, you know, there's a chocolate chip cookie recipe with each one that you buy in our store. And a little tiny measuring scoop because it comes in a crystalline powder. And you can, you know, add that to a carrier oil. You can sprinkle it under your tongue. You can put it into food, make, you know, some kind of a sauce with it. There's lots of things that you can do to add
that's
CBD.
Some good brownie cookies.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And
chocolate
you get,
chip cookies extraordinaire.
Well, that's how edibles are made. But with isolate, there's no THC whatsoever, and it has zero effect on flavor or consistency.
Well, you know, old codgers like me that have a lot of pains and injuries and things that are hurt now that never hurt the rest of the other 60, 70 years
right.
earlier in our lives.
Right.
You know, this is an awesome product for us.
Well, and our coffee is extremely popular, and it uses isolate. So anyone can have the coffee, whether or not they drug test, and it's great coffee, and it's very effective.
Woo.
And it's just got isolate. We have an entire line of gummies and jelly beans that are just isolate, and people love them.
Did Reagan sign off on the jelly beans? maybe he had something going on that we didn't know about.
You
know?
Maybe so, but they are made by the creator of Jelly Bellies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we're one of the very fewest. There's a small group of retailers across the country that have the jelly beans, and we are one of them. So.
Awesome. That's
yeah.
neat. Well, you know, you're more of a – we're talking about spectrum here. You're more of a full spectrum.
Well, right. You could say that our selection is full spectrum.
Right. Your selection is full spectrum.
Yes, yes,
right.
yes. We have a huge variety.
And, you know, here we go again. Now, where are you guys located?
We are at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile.
Well, that's close to Wenzel's, isn't it?
Yes. If you can see Wenzel's, you can see us.
Dang,
it's
okay.
a big three-story building that's orange stucco and we're on the corner there, and then we have a store in South Central.
Now, that's
as well.
Warren and St. Francis. That's like what, one block or 2 blocks off of Dauphin?
It is 1 block off of Dauphin.
Okay.
Yeah. One block north.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so you can come into the stores And you can email us through sweethomecanabama.com or canabama.com. You can find us on Facebook, Canabama, the CBD store. And we have an education page where we like to put information like this that you can read whenever you have time. And that is Canabama Education. And so we have a lot of resources that people can utilize. And, of course, you can give us a call, and we're happy to help you over the phone.
Well, if we wanted to get out and mosey around, and then people like me to have short-term memories, we could come in and look at the products and then ask you and your people,
absolutely,
well, how does this work? What does this do? Could I take this or could I not take this?
Right. And I encourage my staff and myself as well. We have tried everything. Before we would ever put it out on the shelf, we have tried everything. We've tasted it. We've, you know, utilized it in some way and gone through all the battery of things that we do to vet a company and a brand and decide to put it on the shelf. But they are extremely knowledgeable and can answer your questions just as well as I can. I'm very proud of my team, and
awesome.
They love it as much as I do.
Addresses and phone numbers.
558 St. Francis Street in downtown and 5668 Old Highway 43 in Satsuma. SweetHomeCanabama.com.
All right. Phone number down on Warren Street?
251-215-5155.
All right. 5155. Last four.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today as we discuss the types of CBD products. We hope you learned something and how to choose products that are best for your needs. If you have questions, give us a call.